Hello, hello. Welcome to Season 4 of the Chicago Techies Podcast, the show that highlights the voices of Chicago innovators and their journeys. This season, we're shining a spotlight on founders, from bootstrap beginnings to bold visions. We're diving into what it really takes to build right here in Chicago. I'm your host, Cecilia Benitez. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Normally, this season, we've been diving into the journeys of startup founders, learning how they build their companies and the lessons that they pick along the way. But today, we're doing something a little different. We're pressing pause on the regular programming to shine a spotlight on something that matters to all of us: digital equity right here in Chicago and Cook County. Because while startups and tech shape the future, digital equity makes sure that everyone has access and opportunity to be part of that future. So today, I'm thrilled to be joined by two amazing guests, Kyla Williams-Tate and Mauricio Jimenez, who are leading this work in Cook County. We will be talking about their journeys, Digital Inclusion Week, the Access Amplified Learning Symposium, the launch of the new digital equity website, and CODE, the Cook County Council on Digital Equity, which I also happen to sit on. This is something that is near and dear to my heart, and I am excited for you all to learn a little bit more about what CODE does. So think of this as a special bonus episode, a chance to step back, widen the lens, and celebrate the incredible efforts happening in our community. Let's get into it. Hi, Kyla. Hi, Mauricio. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Chicago Techies Podcast. I'm excited to have you here. So this is also the first time I have two people on the podcast at the same time. So this is going to be really fun for me. It's like a test. But I would love to start and get you introduced to our audience. So let's start with your names, your roles, and your pronouns as well. So Kyla, we'll start with you.
Hello, so happy to be here, and thank you for the invitation. My name is Kyla Williams-Tate. I use she, her pronouns, and I am the Director of Digital Equity here at Cook County Government in the office of President Tony Preckwinkle.
Hi, I'm super excited to be here. My name is Mauricio Jimenez, and I have the pleasure of serving as the Digital Equity Coordinator for the office of Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. My pronouns are he, him.
Awesome. This is great. I'm excited. I want to start off with a personal note. So I'm curious, how did you each get involved with this work on digital equity, and what kind of drew you to this type of work?
So I guess I'll go ahead and get started. I've done this work for a long time, both intentionally and unintentionally. I come from a home that technology was valued, and we were ahead of the curve in reference to having access to tech tools and tech skill development. And so this is something that has just been a part of my heart space for a long time. I guess I would say it officially began when my father needed to get a cell phone and didn't know how to work the cell phone. And I created a manual in very, very large print for him to learn how to use his cell phone and how to text and all of that. And he was able to learn some skills. And he took that handbook to the senior center where all the seniors were hanging and was showing all the other fellow seniors how they could use their cell phones to do things. And then people wanted copies of that manual. And it set me really on a trajectory of using my gift of storytelling and curriculum creation and program design to start doing educational classes for free in community. And eventually that led me to doing work with the Smart Chicago Collaborative on behalf of the city of Chicago in partnership with the MacArthur Foundation and the Chicago Community Trust. So that's kind of the shortened version of my trajectory and why I'm here in this space.
And Mauricio, what drew you to this work?
Yeah, my journey into digital equity really started before I even knew what it was. So technology has always been integrated into my life. I remember as a kid, my dad would wake up at like 4 a.m. to watch live streams of sporting events from across the world. And I never understood how he did that as a kid. But it always made me curious about what's possible with the internet. I've worked in the Illinois House of Representatives in the tech space, leading digital transformation and software implementations. So I've witnessed firsthand how powerful technology can be when it's accessible. So this work kind of brings together my personal passions and my professional experience in government, technology, and community.
Yeah. And, you know, digital equity can mean many things to different people. So for your work in Cook County, I'm curious, how do you all define digital equity? And how does that definition guide, like, the work that you do every day?
So digital equity means basically being able to do whatever it is you want to do in the digital society, having access to technology, having the right tools to access those technological processes or services, having the aptitude and being confident in your ability to navigate these digital and technology spaces, and understanding how to keep yourself safe while doing all of that. So we are encouraging full participation in the digital society. That is what digital equity means, full participation and equitable access to do so.
And Mauricio, you know, technology plays like such a big role in Chicago's like economy, like in daily life. So with that in mind, why is digital equity so important? And like, what difference does it make for the community when everyone has access and skills to it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think digital equity is so important because it really makes a difference when doors are opened and they remain open for whether it's access to the internet, access to information or opportunity. I think back to how technology has always been part of my life and how I use it every day. And it's quickly growing more and more integrated in all our systems, all our industries. So to me, it's important to create an ecosystem where access is essential, where everyone understands its role, advocates for its fair use, and government particularly, I think, has a interesting role where they need to kind of step up and lead and sustain this work.
And before we dive into some of the programs that you all have, like, can you just share a little bit of like, what does your work look like day to day? Or like, what is the department that you're serving here in Chicago, and what essentially what you do? What's a typical day looking like for you?
I would say that a typical day looks different depending upon the day. My charge has been to basically grow the ecosystem of digital equity in suburban Cook County. So to tell a story, the city of Chicago, and Cook County certainly is our umbrella county, and the city of Chicago sits as one of the municipalities within the county. The city of Chicago has been doing this digital inclusion work, eliminating the digital divide work, for decades. I was part of the team, again, with Smart Chicago Collaborative in partnership with the MacArthur Foundation and the Chicago Community Trust to eliminate the digital divide using BTOP funds. And BTOP stands for Broadband Technology Opportunities Program. And we did that program for 3 years and then ran that organization for another 4 years. So the city of Chicago has an established coalition and had established programming and some precedents and some policy around this work. Cook County, suburban Cook County especially, has been a little bit behind in reference to raising this issue as a countywide issue and addressing these gaps in suburban Cook County. So President Pretwinkle in 2019 established CODE, which you are a part of, and set a trajectory and a policy priority for digital equity in the county. So what I've been doing, one, is in 2023, did a significant intensive outreach and engagement process, talking all across the county, talking to people in different sectors and asking them around about their experience with technology and any gaps that may exist, or even success stories of things that they've been doing in the community. And I brought all of that data into one comprehensive community voice plan, which is our inaugural digital equity action plan. Then we also created a companion map for that plan, which provides a digital equity score and access around that information and that data for the communities across suburban Cook County and now even in the city of Chicago. So what I do day to day is use the plan, which has four cornerstones: access, confidence, safety, and infrastructure, and the 12 impact solutions that were created and recommended of how we could advance digital equity across the county, and then create programs, initiatives, and policy underneath all of those cornerstones and addressing each of those impact solutions. And so today, for instance, we had meetings with the Chicago Coalition and presented information about some programming and some events that are coming up. I met with the president of Malcolm X College to talk about the college's challenges with access to technology and some digital skills that are needed for their students. So it looks very different every single day. But what's wonderful, I think I can say, is that we are growing our ecosystem. We're meeting more people. We're having more conversations. And that is how we advance this issue area together.
For you, Mauricio, what does a typical day look like?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, every day could be so different. I think this work is really exciting, which is not often something you might hear about in terms of working in the government. But one day I could be, you know, planning our inaugural Access Amplified Learning Symposium. Or another day I could be taking a tour of our Cook County Fiber Network and our data centers. Or another day I could be in community, you know, taking surveys about how to inform policy and better improve technology access in Cook County. And every day could look so different, whether I'm in the North Shore, whether I'm in the Southland or the West Side. It's great to be all over Cook County and Chicago.
Yeah, so you're all busy. We're running a lot of different upcoming events, different programming. So I know that I heard about Digital Inclusion Week. So I want to hear a little bit about it. What is it? What does it look like? Why is it important for the community? And how do we get involved? Can you share about it?
Absolutely. So Digital Inclusion Week is something that was started by the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, or NDIA for short. It is a week-long celebration for practitioners and advocates and others who are interested in this work to celebrate and build awareness around the digital divide and programs that work and opportunities to engage and investment in resources that are needed, success stories, all things digital inclusion. And it's typically held the first full week in October. So this year, 2025, it's being held October 6th through the 10th. And what we have done in Cook County to help to amplify the digital inclusion messaging and opportunities to celebrate the work that we're doing together, we do an open call for events across the county. And events could be very small, like a flyering event at a school where a teacher or the tech instructor puts a safety flyer in the backpacks of all the kids and sends it home to the parents so that they have more information around how to keep themselves and their kids safe while they're navigating online. Or it could be a large event with a press conference and municipality participation, mayors or city managers and community organizations that are part of that community tabling and having a resource fair. So we have that open call out for events. And this year we put a charge out to community that we wanted over 100 events during Digital Inclusion Week. And I am happy to report that we not only met our goal, but we beat our goal. So we actually have over 100 events and about 50 to almost 60 different organizations that will be participating with us this week, October 6th through the 10th. And then we have something special ourselves that we are standing up that week. And I'll let Mauricio talk a little bit more about Access Amplified.
Yeah, this year we're hosting our very first inaugural digital equity symposium called Access Amplified, Building a Digitally Inclusive Cook County. Super excited about the opportunity to really bring amazing people together that do amazing things to lead in digital access, digital inclusion work. It's an important milestone for our county. It's a moment to gain resources, meet your neighbors, and participate in community events, either in person or from the comfort of your own home in terms of Digital Inclusion Week. And then for the symposium, it's a moment to learn about all the wonderful things happening in Cook County, whether it's panels, workshops. We'll have a gallery walk highlighting organizations and people doing all this amazing work. So excited about that being hosted at Malcolm X College October 7th to kick off Digital Inclusion Week.
I love that. It seems like there's some like intersection here between digital equity and like workforce development, you know, like opportunities here in Cook County. So does increasing access to technology and digital skills, I guess, tie into like job readiness and career pathways for residents? Like, is this that type of event that can also inform people about these opportunities?
Absolutely. So there's lots of folks that are part of our ecosystem, not only folks who are doing digital navigation, meaning they are, you know, the people who are in the places and spaces looking over shoulders and helping to direct our residents around skilling up, resume revisions and rewrites, you know, helping to develop soft skills as they prepare for virtual interviews or in-person interviews. So this work and the intersection of this work is incredibly important. We understand that digital equity, a lot of folks focus on the technical part of this, the technology mm-hmm. part of this, and certainly that's important. But digital equity really is about people and helping people, again, to fully participate in the digital society, doing whatever it is they want to do, inclusive of upskilling and reskilling so that they can be part of the workforce that requires, not, you know, as a suggestion, requires you to be able to use a computer and navigate it successfully. We also know that when you have digital skills, it increases your earning potential. Some have quoted that it increases your earning potential up to $45,000 in a difference of a salary. So if you're making minimum wage now and you get increased digital skills, you are probably going to jump up 2 to 3 tax brackets because of your digital skills. So it's an economic driver for communities. It provides not only increased access and opportunity for individuals, but also for institutions like colleges, universities, libraries, schools, small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups. It helps to influence positively and impact opportunity across many sectors of society.
Yeah, everything you just mentioned is the reason why I joined Code back in like when it was established, because I feel like that was my reality. You know, I came out of college and joined a school. I worked at a school system for a couple of years and then decided to transition to technology. And my salary went up by like $45,000. So I definitely think there's a need for these types of initiatives that people should know and be aware of. So I know you mentioned Code already a couple of times. So let's talk about Code. Can you tell us more about why President Preckwinkle, you know, thought of this initiative and how it ties to the broader digital equity goals, essentially?
Absolutely. So President Preckwinkle had the knowledge that we needed to prioritize as a policy initiative digital equity. So in 2019, before COVID and our, you know, lockdown in the pandemic, she did some calls out to folks who were noted experts, subject matter experts in this space, and others who are adjacent to the space or working directly in the space to come together to form CODE. And CODE stands for Council of Digital Equity. And it's a countywide advisory body that's made up of internal folks to the county and leadership, as well as external leaders in the community. And you are, of course, a part of that. And the purpose of CODE was really to build a framework and a set set of recommendations around digital equity work to ensure that it was community driven, that it was transparent, and that it was accountable. And having cross-sector leaders across, like, libraries and nonprofits and healthcare and businesses and other government was super important to ensure that we were really looking at this issue area in a very holistic way, and that everyone has a voice in this work, and ensuring that communities that was most impacted by digital inequities had an opportunity to, you know, meet the moment and, you know, be able to, have parity in this space, because a lot of these communities have been systemically disinvested, which means that their schools have not had access to technology, which means that their households have not had access to internet subscriptions because of lower earning potential. And why code matters is because digital equity requires more than government programs. It needs an ecosystem. And that is the foundational tenet by which our digital equity action plan stands on. CODE ensures that the decisions that we're making here on the government level at Cook County are guided by lived experiences, not just data and policy. It helps us to provide a feedback loop. We can inform policy, we can inform practice, and it helps us to really refine community input and ensure that community voice is ever present in every decision that we make. So building this system of trust, building this system of advisory through CODE ensures that digital equity isn't just something that's being done to them in Cook County, but it's being done with them, sitting right next to us, and ensuring that the solutions meet their needs.
Yeah. And honestly, like 100% to everything. And you have all been working on this stuff for several years now. And just now, y'all released the digital equity website. So, I mean, all of this information should have been out there, you know, before. But I'm excited to hear a little bit more about the website, too. Maurice, if you can share some things. What can residents and organizations expect from the new site? And, like, how is this going to be used as a resource for folks?
Yeah, I'm so excited about our new website. Residents, organizations can really expect a one-stop shop for all things digital equity and inclusion in Cook County. It's been designed to be a resource to access events during Digital Inclusion Week, but not only during Digital Inclusion Week, but for the rest of the year. Information on how to get connected, grants and funding opportunities. But I think most importantly, it's a space to share your own stories on the work you're doing or the work you want to be doing together. So we really envision this as a space that evolves just as much as community does and just as quickly as technology does as well.
Yeah. And I'm actually curious, if do you partner with corporate organizations or private sector partners or startups to support digital equity initiatives in Cook County? Like, or if there's an interest from them, like, how can those partnerships help advance those goals, and can they?
Such a good question, and thank you for asking. If you were in my office and could look at my whiteboard, you would see that we have a set of priorities and those intersection areas that we endeavor to engage with and build programming initiatives and policy around. So for 2026, we have three areas that we are focused on. We are focused on health, we are focused on schools, and we are also focused on our small business entrepreneurial startup community. Because again, you may have a good idea out there, right? And there's a tech solution to help to bring your idea to life. But if you don't have access, if you don't have the skills, if you don't know how to navigate a environment that involves technology building up to a tool, then you are going to not potentially be able to bring that brilliant idea to life. So we want to spend our time and build relationships and bridges with that community to show that there is a place for them in this work.
Awesome. That's great. I think it's definitely needed. It's work that needs to be done, and it's definitely something that it's great to be that we can see it that it's being done on a larger scale from Cook County. So, kudos to y'all for everyday work that you do, and the very different days, you know, and what they look like. But looking ahead, I'm curious a little bit about the long-term goals. I mean, you already mentioned some of the goals for 2026, but I'm curious what Cook County's stance on digital equity looks like in the future.
So I think when I think of Cook County 5 years from now, I hope that we've progressed to a point where no one feels isolated because they don't have the confidence to navigate the changing tech space, one where no child has to sit outside of a library to get Wi-Fi to do their homework, or no senior feels isolated because they can't navigate technology or they can't see their loved ones, or that no family misses out on essential services because they lack internet access. So I see and I hope that I hope to see a community where broadband or high-speed internet is as essential and as expected as clean water or electricity. You know, one where households, businesses, every student is connected. And to Kyla's point, I hope we continue to grow our ecosystem, where every industry understands the importance of digital opportunity and how that can strengthen their future too. And I also hope to see local governments everywhere, not only in Cook County, in Chicago or in Illinois, but in the U.S. I hope to see them step up their own policies and have dedicated roles to carry this work forward. I think the true impact we will see will be a stronger economy and a community where everyone has the tools and experiences to thrive in the digital world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm right with you. And how can listeners stay engaged and follow your updates and support the initiatives, Kyla?
So definitely check out our brand new website over at Cook County, and we'll definitely share the link so folks can connect with us there. There's lots of information there, as well as ways to follow our newsletter and spaces where you can contribute your data and contribute your stories as well. We are actively recruiting and always open to folks to join our ecosystem. And the plan is there. See yourself in the plan. Attach yourself to one of those recommendations, those impact solutions, and get involved. We have space for everyone. And as Mauricio said, digital equity is an intersection across society. No matter where you are and what you're doing, technology in some small or large part plays a role. So we need you to see yourself into our ecosystem.
Yeah. Can you repeat the dates for Digital Inclusion Week so people are aware of all the events that are happening?
Absolutely. Digital Inclusion Week is October 6th through the 10th, 2025. And then our Access Amplified inaugural learning symposium is on Tuesday, October 7th of that week at Malcolm X College, starting at 9 a.m., excuse me, for the program and running through till 5.
I will say one quick note. We are also on social media, so you can follow us at Cook County Digital Equity on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Or you could email us at cookcountydigitalequity@cookcountyil.gov. That's GOV.
Awesome. And I'll make sure we include that in the show notes as well. And just, you know, for closing, I'm kind of just curious about your reflections, you know, overall being in this work and doing it all. If you could leave the audience with just one thought about why digital equity matters, like what would that be?
If I were to leave kind of one last reflection for everyone, I think to me, digital equity is really about opportunity, the opportunity to connect, learn, share your voice. Without it, people are cut off from their jobs, their healthcare or education, or their own communities. So I think certainly there's a space for wires, conduits, satellites, all of the technical infrastructure that make up those connections. But to me, at its core, it's about making sure no one's left behind in the greater story about technology and the progress that we're making.
Yeah, I love that framing, Mauricio. I would say that digital equity is about dignity. It's not just about internet and devices. It's the ability to learn, to work, care for your family, and participate in democracy. Digital equity is the difference maker. My own life has been shaped by access and skills, and I know it can change the trajectory of millions of others. Digital equity is also about like community resilience, like from natural disasters to global pandemics. Being connected determines how we recover and thrive together. And I think the pandemic we just recently experienced certainly provided some credence to that. And digital equity is justice. If opportunity lives online, then people being offline is leaving people behind.
Yeah, no, I completely wholeheartedly agree. I feel like to me, digital equity isn't just about like having access to technology. It's about ensuring that everyone, you know, has the opportunity to fully participate in today's world. It's about education, job opportunities, community engagement, even like access to essential services, you know, being able to call 911. Like without equitable access, like too many people are left behind, and that affects everybody, not just those people. It affects all our community. So thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and for joining us today and sharing your insights. We really appreciate the work that you're doing to advance digital equity here in Cook County and just across the world, really, and the impact that it has on the community. So thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. Where can people find you and connect with you? Can they find you on LinkedIn? Are you open to that? Just final closing thoughts.
Yeah, you can reach us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at Cook County Digital Equity, in addition to our website. And you can also email us at Cook County Digital Equity at cookcountyil.gov. That's G-O-V.
And are you both also on LinkedIn? Can we put your links up there as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm Kyla Williams-Tate on LinkedIn. So y'all check me out. I'm always on there talking about something. Digital equity related, justice related, art related. I'm there.
Love it. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Chicago Techies podcast. If you enjoy listening, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review on iTunes. Let's continue the conversation on social media. We are at Chicago Techies on all social media platforms. Thank you again, and we'll see you next time.